אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד, עשר הספירות.
We are reading from Tess.
פרק ד', אור פנימי.
We are in chapter 4, inner light, item 5. You can send us questions, selected questions, maybe aired through the during the lesson.
Yes, please.
Rav, should we read item 5 first, or the words of the Ari?
It's in number 2, right?
Yes.
So read the Ari from number 2, and then we'll see.
So, item 2 from the Ari. The Binah shines through a window, the light of Chokhmah to Zeranpin and Malchut, without the second clothing in the reflected light of the screen of the second phase. Indeed, when he wanted to shine from Binah Vatzilut through the end of Vatzilut, he certainly had to clothe Binah Vatzilut as well. That is because Zeranpin and Nukva receive light only through Binah. However, the thing is that Binah was helpful only as a passageway for the light of Ensof that is clothed in the upper Chokhmah and passed through Binah to Atzilut. Binah did not become a second screen and garment to shine for Zeranpin, but rather the light itself came through a window without any screen. Thus, even though it extended through Binah, it is not regarded as clothing, because there is no screen there whatsoever. For that reason, what Zon of Atzilut receive is the light of Ein Sof itself that is clothed only in Chokhmah.
Allah, Moshe, Gimel.
Keep going.
Gimel divrei Ari, okay.
Ken, ken.
Item 3 from the Ari, okay. To shine in the world of Bria, the upper light clothes in the reflected light of the second level of the second phase, which is Binah, and it turns out that Chokhmah disappeared as well, and Keter and Chokhmah are then included in Binah. However, in Bria, the light of Ein Sof has a different clothing of Binah of Atzilut, and this Binah becomes a blocked screen and complete garment by which they receive 10 sefirot of Bria. Mm-hmm. Even Keter and Chokhmah of Bria.
Next.
Item 4, the upper sphira of every 10 sphirot shines in the 10 sphirot of that level in a way that in the world of Atzilut, all the 10 sphirot in it receive the light of Chokhmah, and in the world of Bria, all the 10 sphirot receive the light of Binah. Turns out that Atzilut receives the light of the upper Chokhmah because Ein Sof is clothed within her and is therefore regarded as receiving only from Chokhmah. Bria receives the light of Binah because Ein Sof and Chokhmah are clothed within her. For this reason, Bria receives only from Binah. This is the meaning of upper Ima nests in the chair, because the chair receives the light from the above Bina of Atzilut, as it became a screen that separates Ein Sof and Chokhmah from Bria.
Okay. Abina de Atzilut ma'avira lezon or Chokhmah.
Item 5.
Ma'avira lezon or Habina.
Bina of Atzilut passes to Zon the light of Chokhmah. Bina of Bria passes the light of. If you say that Zeranpin and Nukva of Atzilut and Bria are all equal, because they all receive from Bina of Atzilut, and We should say that we've already clarified that Zeir and Nukva receive the light of Chokhmah itself, because we all have been done by Chokhmah, and the Binah is only good as a passageway. But after the Atzilut, Binah becomes Masach, screen, and complete garment for the externality of the Kli of Binah of Atzilut. And by this screen, they receive all the ten Sefirot, the ten Sefirot of Bria receive all the light of Ein Sof.
I want to check. Oh, we still have a lot till this part.
No. At Perek Dalet.
No, so let's keep going.
Zeranpin de Bria, Ma'avir le Malchut.
Item 6. Zeranpin of Bria passes the light of Bina to Malchut. Know that Bria too, although the light returned to clothe Zeranpin of Bria, nevertheless, Malchut of Bria receives the light of Bina of Atzilut herself. Zeranpin does not stop her. It's only a passageway, such as in Atzilut. So it is in the inner Yetzirah from her and within her, and also in the inner Asiya from her and within her.
Read that again.
Read again. Zeranpin of Bria passes the light of Bina to Malchut. Know that Bria too, although the light returned to clothe Zeranpin of Bria, nevertheless, Malchut of Bria receives the light of Bina of Atzilut herself. Zeranpin does not stop her. It's only a passageway, such as in Atzilut. So it is in the inner Yetzirah from her and within her, and also in the inner Asiya from her and within her. Item 7. In the world of Yetzirah, the upper light clothes the reflected light of phase 1, which is the level of Zeranpin. In the world of Asiya, the upper light clothes the reflected light at the root level of the coarseness, which is the level of Nukva of Zeranpin. In order to shine in Yetzirah, the Ein Sof becomes clothed in a complete garment in Zeranpin of Bria as well, and becomes a screen and clothing to Yetzirah, by which the entire Yetzirah receives. In order to shine in Asiya, the Ein Sof becomes clothed in a complete garment and screen in Nukva of Zeranpin of Yetzirah as well, and Asiya receives through it. This is the meaning of six Sefirot nest in Yetzirah, and lower Ima nests in the wheel.
Otchet Abia Hu Sod Daled Otiyot Yud Kei Vav Kei.
Item 8. Abia are the four letters Yud Hei Vav Hei. Yud is Atzilut, which is Chokhmah. Hei is Bria, which is Bina. Vav is Yetzira, which is Zeranpin. The last Hei is Asiya, which is Malchut. Now you can understand why the four worlds Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya are implied in the four letters Havaya. Yud is Atzilut, Hey is Bria, Vav is Yetzira, and Hey is Asiya. The light of Atzilut is by the upper Chokhmah and is therefore called Yud. Bria is by Bina of Atzilut, hence the name Hey. It is likewise with Vav in Yetzirah and the lower Hey in Asiya.
Klal Haole
9. Consequential rule, the main difference between each two worlds in Abiyah is according to the screens in the four phases of the coarseness, Chobtum.
That's the general form between them. That's something we should know. Next,
we find there is a consequential rule. Atzilut receives light only from Chokhmah. That's because Chokhmah became a blocked screen between En Sof and Atzilut. Bria receives from Bina of Atzilut after the light of En Sof and upper Chokhmah clothed inside her. It is called the light of Binah because she becomes a screen that completely separates. Likewise, Yetzirah receives from Zeranpin of Briah herself, and Asiyah from Nukva of Zeranpin of Yetzirah herself. Were it not for these screens and garments, they would not be able to receive the upper light, except that each world is at a lower degree than the other, as explained above.
We have a ladder of degrees here that in this way they go and diminish. That gives us the ladder. Now we're reaching chapter 5. It's very special, very important to the general perception. Please.
Chapter 5
clarifies that each and every emanation created being comes from the four phases called Chubtum, in which the upper light spreads for the coupling of striking over the Masach in Malchut. And their root is the emanator called Keter. And because each phase is different from the other, there has to be an intermediate phase between them that includes both.
Even though we have the degrees 1, 2, 3, 4, so we also have transitions between these degrees, and we need to learn these things in order to know still how the ladder is organized that we can rise on. Please.
Item 1, there is emanator and emanated being. Every emanated being is by the four phases of conception by which the light spreads to become vessels for the emanated being. And they are the meaning of Chubtum.
Fire, water, air, and earth.
Yeah? And this is the meaning of the four letters Havaya and Tanta. And the four phases of man, Narnach, Kuf Levushim, and the house he dwells in. Each of them consists of four.
Now, Moshe, let's write above two. In every created being.
Yeah. So, under the headline of chapter 5, every created being contains four elements, fire, wind, water, and dust, corresponding to the four letters Havaya, which are Chubtum, namely tastes, points, tags, letters, and Abiyah. These are the four phases in the lower Adam. A, the spirituality. B, the body. C, the garments. D, the house one dwells in. Each of them consists of four. The spirituality in him contains nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya. The body in him contains bones, tendons, flesh, skin. In the clothes, there are shirt, trousers, bonnet, and belt. In the house, there are house, yard, field, desert. Three, in the four phases of Adam, there is one that contains all of them. There is also an intermediate phase between each and every phase that contains both. Four, the phase that contains all of them is called Light of Yechida, containing two phases, A, a spark of the Creator, B, a spark of the created being. Five, the median phase between the spiritual phases in a person, which are Naran Chai, and the discernment of the body, is called a quarter blood, which clothes the nefesh of nefesh. It contains the spirituality and the body. Six, the median phase between the body and the clothes is the hair and nails of a human. Seven, the median between the clothes and the house is tents, which are made of wool and flax.
It's difficult here to ask and understand what we're speaking about exactly, but we'll read what he writes, we'll go through it, and we'll see whether we understand something better. Well, let's answer Moscow for.
The words are familiar, but it's unclear. What does it mean, the spark of the created being and spark of the creator?
That's the beginning of where the creator bestows and the beginning of where created being bestows. Kiev.
Дорогой Рав, тут он описывает разными словами, в общем, структуру Авая.
Rav, he describes the structure of Avaya in different words, same four phases. How do we differentiate in our connection in the ten between these four phases?
When we'll start scrutinizing between us, as much as we connect, how we connect, as much as we... between us change and we have all kinds of connections, these and those, that each one affects the other, and by me affecting you, so you change in something, and in your changes you change someone else and them, and so here between us there are initial connections and secondary connections and third connections and so on, until through all these connections that keep changing and incorporating, we become a sphere. That's something we can't scrutinize in words with language, but a bit, yes. They write about it. But the main thing is in thought and in desire. It will be clarified. PT 19.
He says after the Atzilut, the Bina becomes screen and complete garment. How can you define Bina? He speaks a lot about Bina. What's the definition?
Bina is the central sphira in the structure. Before her, there's Keter and Chochmah. After, there's Zeran, Pir, and Malchut. And she connects between the top part that belongs to godliness and the lower part that belongs to the created being. That's why Bina is discussed so often.
Bina was created in En Sof, right? It comes from there.
It comes from there, but from there it's divided to half creator, half created being.
Thank you.
Let's keep going. We'll see. It's a very interesting chapter. Obviously, there are a lot of questions about it, but still, please.
So, item 1, there is emanator and emanated being. Each emanated being is divided by the four phases of coarseness by which the light expands from the emanator to become the vessels of the emanated being. Those are Chub Tum, and they are the four the four letters Havaya, and they are tastes, points, tags, letters, Tanta. And they are the four phases in Adam, Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya, body, garments, and the house one dwells in. It is so because there's no emanated being with less than four parts.
And the root that comes above them. Let's read one.
One. There are emanator and emanated being. The emanated being has four elements. Fire, wind, water, dust. Which are the four letters Havaya and are Chokhmah, Binah, Tiferet, and Malchut. They are also tastes, points, tags, letters. And they are Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. They're also the four phases in Adam. A, the inner Adam, which is the spirituality, called Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. B, the body. C, the clothes over the body. D, the house one dwells in, his body and his clothes.
Obviously, we're speaking about spiritual things here and not corporeal at all. At all. But this is the way he wants to depict a spiritual structure to us through language and words and names that in somewhat are familiar from our lives, even though their spiritual essence we don't understand. But the structure we see that our world too has cascaded and came from similar things. Let's keep going. Maybe we'll read above first, and then we'll come back and read everything below.
So item two. And each phase of the four phases in Adam consists of four. Spirituality is Chaya Neshama, Ruach Nefesh. The body is bones, tendons, flesh, skin. The garments are shirt, trousers, bonnet, and belt. The house is house, yard, field, desert. All these phases consist of four phases, as follows. Phase one of spirituality is Neshama tu Neshama, Neshama, Ruach, Nefesh. Phase two, which is the body, is the bones, the marrow inside them, the tendons, the flesh, and the skin. As it says, you have clothed me with skin and flesh, and knit me together with bones and tendons. Phase three is the garments. It is known that these are the mandatory garments for a lay Kohen, priest, shirt, trousers, bonnet, and belt. These four of the great Kohen are higher garments than these, as is written in the Zohar, that these are the garments of the name Adni, and these are the garments of the name Havaya. But in principle, they are only four phases. Phase four is the house. There are house, yard, field, and desert.
Okay. Next.
Item three. Between each two phases, there's a median phase that contains both. Indeed, in all these four inner phases, there is one phase that contains all of them. It is the median between each two phases and contains both of them. For example, biologists write that between the still and the vegetative, there is the choral. Between the vegetative and the animate, there is the ledges of the field, mentioned in Masechet Kilayim. It is like a dog that grows on the ground, with its navel rooted in the soil, from which it sucks its sustenance. When you cut off its navel, it dies. Between the animate and the speaking, there is the monkey, ape.
If there are any questions, for now, in general, you can ask.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1. What's he want?
Я вот никогда не понимал вот про этого антропоида, то что Барсов здесь пишет. Сколько я раз это читал, вот это.
Dear Rav, I never understood. What is this ledges of the field that he writes about here?
Между неживым и живым. Там кораллы, а потом
this transition phase between the still and the vegetative. There's coral and then there's some ledges of the field. What is that?
Between the animate and death, there are corals. The corals themselves are living. They develop, right? Even though actually they're the still. That's why there's such a form between the complete still, between rocks, and between the vegetative, which grows. So corals have both. On one hand, they're stones, the still. On the other hand, they grow. A vegetative. That's why it's the intermediate form. Between both. So he gives us an example for corals is the form between the vegetative and the still. Between the vegetative and the animate, what's he say?
Ну вот этот вот между растительным и животным он пишет, ну может быть тут перевод?
Yes, that's between the vegetative and the animate. Maybe the translation is not exactly accurate, but he says there's something mentioned in the Talmud, some dog that grows on the ground.
That it's an animate, even though it's connected to the ground, like the vegetative. And in such a way it feeds from the ground. It sucks from the ground. It's the what it needs from the ground. That's how it lives. And once you slice its connection with the ground, it dies. That's why he says that between the vegetative and the animate are the rocks of the field. The ledges of the field mentioned in the Talmud. It's like a dog that grows on the ground with its navel rooted in the soil. There's like a branch that comes out of him into the soil and it feeds from there. When you cut off its navel, it dies.
Так это есть такое существо действительно, либо это вот он пишет каким-то языком ветвей?
Is there such a thing actually?
I didn't find it anywhere or see it or ever see it. But he writes that it exists. That's it. So I'm saying what I believe him that he knows what we're talking about, and maybe that animal used to exist, or maybe it exists now too. That it's the transition between the vegetative and the animate. And in the animate, he says, and between the animate and speaking, we have the monkey. That we have still vegetative, animate, and speaking, and between these four stages, there are intermediate stages. So, from the animate to the speaking, we have a monkey. Between vegetative and animate, we have the ledges of the field, and between the still and the vegetative, we have the corals. That's it. So just have the way you have sfirot, and you have things in between the sfirot states. So same thing in our world, such states.
А что это за состояние между сферот?
What is a state between the sefirot?
Transitions between the upper and the lower. That in that transition, he wants to tell you later on that there's a state that is included from the upper one and from the lower one. That's it.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Be'ot bet u mechalek et ha'adam.
In item 2, he divides man to spirituality and body. Can you explain a little bit about it?
No. Here he wants to give us an example about corporeality, that from corporeality we'll a bit more start understanding spirituality, but not that he's actually speaking about corporeality. No. We'll see how it is completely, there's nothing about our world here. He just wants to give us supposedly examples that this is what you have in spirituality, that his whole purpose is to take us into the spiritual world.
So what is the spirituality that he defines here? What is the spirituality here that he defines as like the lights that we're learning about and all the other things?
The lights, nefesh ruach, is still called corporeal lights. And above that, neshama chayachida are spiritual lights. That's also what he defines. We'll see it. Guys, we have to let the women ask because it's the end of the lesson. Do we have questions?
What's the degree between the Creator and us, the intermediate degree?
Between the Creator and humans? What connects between them is Israel, that on one hand they include people in our world with desires and qualities. On the other hand, they yearn and acquire spiritual qualities. And then in between them, there is also a grasp on the Creator and connection with the created beings. That's why they are connectors, the intermediates. Obviously, there's a lot of trouble because of that, but that's their role.
Why is it important to know that there are intermediate degrees?
They're important because we go through those degrees from one degree to the next.
Question from Spain 1 and Spain 4. What's the difference between Nukva and Malchut?
Malchut is a sphira from the 10 sphirot. Nukva is already a role that the world to receive works in order to receive from everyone and bestow to everyone.
Kabu 8, when the light passed through Bina, Was it because Bina is like a pipeline or a passageway?
That's what we say, even the light goes through all discernments, the way it goes through all the sefirot. We'll learn about that separately. There'll be a lot of details about that.
Question from West 2. Bria and Yetzira actually work like screens above Asiya?
Yes, of course.
From Chile 1, from the previous lesson in the beginning of the world of Atzilut, what does it mean that there is no screen in the world of Atzilut?
No screen in the world of Atzilut, that there aren't screens that... There's no separating screen, where all the light that comes to the world of Atzilut. On the world of Atzilut, there are no screens.
General question from women Hebrew. How to justify the Creator when you feel bad? How to hold on to the Creator and the friends when you feel bad and sorrow in your will to receive?
If we're in a state that we can advance but don't want to advance from ourselves, so the Creator has no choice, like us with children, that we put pressure on them, but we still obligate them to advance. That's the reason for all our trouble.
Question from Argentina. We know that the more there's desire, the more there's ego, and the closer we are to attaining spirituality. But on the other hand, the more we advance in the spiritual path, we are going and losing the taste in corporeal things. How does it work with the growth of the ego?
That's for now, you're going through such states. But soon you'll start feeling also corporeality and also spirituality in a clear way, more and more, and not one on account of the other. And let's end here.
So we have one announcement. Recorded programs today from 10 to 11:30. There will be a course of Jewish thought. Thank you, great day, and let's sing a song.
מה ייתן תקווה ויסלק את הכאב? יוצא אל הרחוב, מתערבב בתוך כולם. מי צריך את מי יותר, אני או העולם? Here we are, you should come along. With one voice, we can spread song. Bring down the walls, you know it won't be long. When we're together, we cannot be wrong. Теперь я точно знаю, все мы соединены. Любой вопрос решаем, если вместе будем мы. Жизнь она как сказка, если мы одна семья. Бесконечно прекрасный мир и 7 миллиардов я. Here we are, you should come along. With one voice, we can spread this song. Por la unión todas las puertas se abren al abrir tu corazón. Nada es imposible cuando hay fuerza y voluntad. Juntos bailaremos hasta la eternidad.
have come.